Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today we have a special episode for you. We have the metal ambassador himself, Jose Mangan from Liquid Metal and Octane. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard, Octane?
Oh yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com, use code 30screams10, get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
Silver Scream Con 4 returns to Worcester, Mass. this September 12th through the 14th at the DCU Center. Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan, Skeet Ulrich, Roger L. Jackson, David Howard Thornton, Damian Leone, Samantha Scafidi, Catherine Corcoran, Leah Voisey, Kane Hodder, Tyler Main, Ken Kersinger, Will Sandin, and more. Get your tickets, RIP, and weekend passes now at SilverScreamCon.com.
Jose, thank you so much for joining us here today. We are so pumped to have you on.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you guys for pushing horror. I love this stuff. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Real quick, you're going to be the host of this year's Silver Scream Con. Is that correct?
Hell yeah, man. I'm very proud to be back. This is my fourth year in a row as the official host for the Silver Scream Con. My brother Ryan, Ryan Downey, he does all the hosting for the panels, and he does an amazing job. There's nobody that can do a better job than Ryan Downey. And then I'll be doing all the other stuff, like the karaoke stuff, talking in the convention, doing all the stuff for the Saturday night concert. We've got our own booth there. We're going to be saying hi to fans. I'm going to be interviewing a lot of the artists that are there for the SiriusXM show that I do called Rain in Horror.
Right.
And we started doing it last year at Silver Scream Con. So this will be a really cool time to gather a bunch of cool interviews for that show. It's the only horror show on SiriusXM. So and I started that after being in the Ice Nine Kills video where I got killed by Art the Clown in a work of art. So it just set off a whole firestorm of horror and lit the horror flame under my ass to do more stuff in it, man. So yeah, this is my fourth year in a row. I'm looking forward to bringing my daughter back. She went with me last year. She's 22 and she'll be with me again this year. I'm going to have her help me host the karaoke. I'm going to have her sing some songs because she's got a great voice. You know, I might even sing a little, maybe some stuff from the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 soundtrack. Who knows? But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to being out there. My blood brothers and Ice Nine Kills are very, very close to my heart. And I love doing stuff with those guys.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I mean, when we were there last year, well, you actually hosted the trivia, the horror trivia. And
yeah,
that
you
was
were there?
Fun as, yeah, I was there. We were one of the teams.
Cool. We came in second place.
Oh, great, man. You guys are good. Well, that other team that won, they had this dude, I found out later, he's a horror expert, a huge nerd. I write the really hard questions that I don't even use for that show, and I use them for my real life because I'm such a nerd that I write horror trivia questions all the time. And I used some of these at a recent party with Brian Collins. He's the guy that was in the first place team. Now he works for Fangoria now. Like, so wow. I didn't know that at the time. If I would have, you know, checked resources, and that dude shouldn't have been allowed to play.
Yeah, we gotta vet them here.
But look at you guys. You guys came in second, so that means you guys were doing the same shit, but Brian was just a little bit better.
Yeah,
you
know? He was.
So because nobody on that team knew what they were fucking doing except for Brian.
Oh, no, he was carrying. Absolutely.
Yeah, he did. Well, just like you guys carried your team.
Yeah,
see?
We did.
Just like I would carry my team. You know what I mean? We're the real nerds. Like, I watch movies. I hear a cool quote. Like, not independent small movies that people don't know about. The questions that I do for trivia are main, you know, big movies. And so when I watch these over and over again, and there's a quote or there's something that comes up throughout the entire movie, it's like a great question to ask. You know, a great trivia question. It's like, okay, if you saw this movie, you would know this, or if you really paid attention. So I nerd out like that, and I press pause, and I rewind, and I write the shit down, and my family gets super annoyed that I do it all the time. But that's just what I have to do. Is I've done years of writing horror questions nonstop.
That's amazing, because that really shows how engaged you are in horror and that you want to bring it to the masses and get people involved in this lifestyle that we all
get
live.
People excited. You know, yeah. I like getting people excited about metal. I like getting people excited about good weed or good tequila or a good horror movie. And that's what the stuff that is. I get excited about the stuff I get excited about. I mean, that's a stony thing to say, but it's true though. And I love horror, man. I just want to push it like you guys are. And I just want to help champion it. And I want to put a spotlight on it. And I want to, you know, fan it with feathers and stuff, and I want to like love horror, and you know, getting into acting more recently and doing more horror stuff and dying in a cool upcoming film called If It Bleeds. This is all like just part of the mission that I given myself after getting killed in the Ice Nine Kills video. That really, Corey and Steve, that's really when I signed a deal with the devil. And that was the day when I came back. I was like, this is it. I'm fucking pushing horror like I push metal. Let's go. You know,
because
it got me so excited. It made me so happy from the inner core of my body to get killed in a huge budget video with my metal friends in Ice Nine Kills and to do it with the Terrifier franchise. Dude, guys, like that was like, I can't believe it's still the coolest thing that I've ever done. And, you know, people are like, what about your family? I'm like, fucking, oh yeah, they're cool too. But, you know, but dying by Art the Clown and being a part of his kill count, that right there, that moment, that whole, that is my favorite thing I've ever done in my life. And what is that? That's horror. 100% horror. So that makes me happy. So I'm going to do shit that makes me happy, dude. And I just want to dedicate my life to horror. I just want to die in horror movies. I just want to do horror trivia. I just want to watch horror movies. Like, I think we watch so much, people might think we're insane. Maybe we are a little fucked up, right? Did we ever think about that? Like, most normal people don't watch that amount of fucking horror movies. Most people don't.
No, you're right.
No.
It's not
common. You're absolutely right.
It's not. You people will be like, oh, I can't watch it. I get scared. You know, like, fuck. My poor wife, dude, she's just, she likes it, but I also have to sit through Housewives, and I have to sit through the Kardashians. I have to watch Love Island, and I like watching Love Island, but, you know, I have to watch some girly stuff so that she can just watch horror with me all the time.
Right.
So, you know, you have to like have a balance, you know? And if I could, I would just, anything that's in digitally in front of me, if it's not like programming metal music, then it has to be a horror movie. Like, I have rules, you know? And I'm like, well, people are like, oh, well, have you seen this movie? It's like, no, that's not horror. Why the fuck would I watch that, you know?
No, I ain't got no time for that. Come on.
Yeah, I don't have time. I don't want to watch anything else. I don't want to listen to anything else. You know, oh, when you're, don't you take a break? Aren't you metal all the time? Can't you do any breaks? Fuck no. Metal all the time. Yep. Horror all the time. That is what makes me the happiest. And I don't know what else to do. You know, I'm addicted. I need help, guys.
No, you're fine. You don't need help.
What's cool about horror and metal too is there's so many subgenres built into that one category, yeah. You know?
And it's always
something to watch or listen to.
And Steve and Corey, for me, it started in the very beginning. When I got into metal is when I got into horror. My cousin was 6 years older than I was. He was long hair, black t-shirts, had metal posters on his walls and stuff, motorcycle, you know, and I just like titty pictures in the garage shack and stuff and a big pot leaf. And I just thought that was the coolest stuff. And he had Stephen King books all on his whole bed. The headboard was like a little cheesy bookcase, and he had all these Stephen King books. And as a little 5-year-old, 4-year-old dude, and I'm just like, what is this? Wow. And then the posters and the Stephen King stuff, and I was just like, that was what was cool for me from the earliest of ages. And that is when I got into horror and metal. Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. My first horror movie was on Laserdisc, and I watched An American Werewolf in London. Ooh. I was probably 6 years old, mm-hmm. you know? So that's cool, man. And that's when I got into both these things. So the two are just so intertwined. Musically, image with the imagery. Back in the day, used to be the soundtracks, you know, of horror movies, and it's just, you know, the darkness, you know, the occult, the devil, you know, the murder, the scenes and the songs that these bands paint. They're crazy. They're intense. They're little horror fucking movies. All these bands, Cannibal Corpse, every song is a horror movie.
Yep.
And that's what's so beautiful about the genre, you know? And yeah, the two just will always be together, like cheese and tortillas.
Cheese and tortillas.
Yep.
That, spaghetti and meatballs, whatever. It's all, yeah. It just makes sense.
Together.
It's always made sense. Like, I grew up on 80s hair metal from my dad. And my grandmother showed me horror movies when I was a kid. So
you're lucky.
Like, yeah, so, like, I grew up the same way. You know, it was always heavy metal and horror. And obviously, like, metal, it just got heavier and heavier where I started getting into, like, death metal, grindcore, you know, things like that. But still, the love for metal and horror has always been there. It's always stuck with me. It's not going to go away. It's going to be there forever.
And look at what Ice Nine Kills is doing with the Silver Scream Con. You know, this is our fourth year. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's more metalheads. There's more horror fans. And it's continuously just growing. And what is that? That is, they found something inside of us.
Yep.
And they are talking to us, the horror faction of the metal community. And there's a big, big, big community that was underserved, really, you know, but Ice Nine Kills directly spoke to us. I mean, dude, that's why we fell in love with them. And then to become friends with them, and then they get killed in one of their songs lyrically, and then they get killed in their video, and then they get killed on stage like 10 times all over the country. Like, that's amazing, dude. It's really cool to see where they've gone, where this convention has gone. And again, that, and it really comes down to this. This is a big thing, Steve and Corey. Right now, 2025, extreme is in for lots of reasons, good and bad. Extreme is in. Extreme movies, extreme music. It's doing, metal and horror are doing better than they've done in a long time or ever right now. And it's getting bigger and it's getting better. But I feel the bubbling of both these worlds getting really crazy. Dude, Terrifier 3, number one movie in America for a week.
That's wild.
Unrated fucking movie. Terrifier 3. Number one in America. Look what Weapons did. Look at what freaking The Substance and all the awards together is fucking awesome. Final Destination Bloodlines. Dude, I was standing up in the theater clapping and cheering, yelling in joy for that fucking movie. Walking out of the theater, I felt like I was on drugs, and not weed, because weed is just medicine, but like something else. Like I floated out of that theater, you know? So the genres are doing really fucking well. And it's all the little shows, big shows, conventions, movies, TV series, all this fashion, all this stuff is just cool. and it's getting cooler. And I just love that it is.
You know, I don't even think about that sometimes, but yes, it's really starting to come to like the forefront even more.
Yes.
Bands are playing bigger venues now. I mean, for instance, Sleep Token, right? Sleep Token, a couple years ago, they were playing like small places. Now they're playing like not stadiums, but arenas. But next
arena
year,
sold out. Arena tour starting off this month in a couple of weeks.
I'm actually
sold
seeing
out.
Them at the same venue that the Silver Scream is, like a week after.
Oh, wow. You're lucky you got tickets for that.
Yeah.
So cool.
Trust me, I would have been on my wife's shit list if I didn't get tickets for that. So.
Yeah. A lot of wives or husbands are on shit list for not getting them tickets to Sleep Token. That's for sure, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're hot. Dude, yeah, they're gigantic for our scene right now. I love them. And I am not a fan of people that say they're not a metal band. No, fuck that. Yes, they are.
Let's
claim them as a fucking metal band. Let's get them on our side. You know, let's make that. Oh, yeah, they are. That's our band right there. Come on now. We're family. We got to stick together, man. You know, they are a metal band. I don't care what anybody says. They're just hating on them. I think they're really good for the scene. We have that, and we have heavy stuff. We have everything. Let the bands that are shining shine, like mm-hmm. the movie, you know, let them shine. They have the shining. Let them fucking shine. They are. There's a lot of bands that are shining right now, including Sleep Token. I love freaking Ice Nine Kills and mm-hmm. I Prevail. I love what freaking Bad Omens is doing right now, what Fallen in Reverse is doing right now. This gigantic slaughter to Prevail. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some giant awesome bands that are killing it, that are our bands. Spirit Box, you know, these are our groups. There's a group from Mexico that I love called Ladrones, and now I manage them for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
That's
and,
so cool.
You know, so I just want to help them so much. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in horror and in music, and very excited that the Silver Scream is going to combine all that into 3 days out in Worcester. So very excited to be out there.
Yeah, it's always a good time when going to Silver Scream Con. We tend to get a hotel. We're there for the whole weekend. We just like to take in the vibe of the whole convention. Everyone's there for the same exact purpose and to celebrate horror. And naturally, the place is jam-packed with people that enjoy heavy metal. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Ice Nine Kills, they're pretty fucking metal. And they just bridge that gap so well between people that maybe are starting to get into metal and also maybe interested in the horror route.
Yeah.
And so they're bringing like all sorts of different audiences and really bridging that gap.
I was on tour with them for 10 days and in the Southeast in the beginning of June, and I got a chance to meet so many of their fans in Atlanta, in Tampa, Myrtle Beach, New Orleans, and I heard that from a lot of fans, like, this band got me into metal, or I even heard this band got me into horror. I never watched stuff until I started really getting into Ice Nine Kills, and now I'm a huge, and they're wearing like Friday the 13th shirts and shit like that. Like, it's so freaking cool that that's happening because of Ice Nine Kills. And I had the best time on tour with them. I got an Ice Nine Kills tattoo on my right hand, doing a SiriusXM live interview, interviewing Spencer, getting tattooed in Myrtle Beach in the backstage at the House of Blues. Love that venue. They were so cool there. We had a lady with a chicken, and I was interviewing her on Octane, and the chicken laid an egg on the air, and we got it on video too. It's like the first SiriusXM live chicken egg lay.
Wow.
So I think that's a big fucking deal, man. And just had a great time with them, man. The bunk was right across from Spencer's bunk, and we had a fun time visiting Friday the 13th Part 6 in
Covington,
Georgia. That's my favorite too, dude.
No,
it's either
shit.
The final chapter and Jason Lives. Those are my two favorites. And being able to go to Covington, Georgia, where they filmed Part 6. We went to the camp. We went down to the dock, you know, at the water right there. And it was so, so cool the way that all the whole day worked out. And then we went to another place to go see some Halloween Part 2, Rob Zombie Halloween Part 2 movie sites. So that was fun. And man, yeah, we did karaoke in New Orleans like at 2 in the morning. And I got in trouble because the tour manager was like, hey, you know, he's not supposed to go out and do stuff. And I was like, he wanted to. You know, I just went with him. But that was fun, man. Yeah, those guys were great. I love them. I can't wait to see them at Silver Scream.
Yeah. Was that the video where Spencer was doing Creed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He did Creed, Arms Wide Open. And then he also did Gin Blossoms, Hey Jealousy, and great versions of those songs. They were fucking perfect. And nobody knew who he was in the whole place. And there was like seven people there. And we were just, it was two of us that were with Spencer. And we were just cracking up, and he was like on stage performing, and it was really, really cool. He's got a great voice. He had a lot of fun, man. We were also hanging out on the bus, and he was just jamming an acoustic guitar. He plays guitar really well.
No shit.
And sings and plays at the same time. And I was just calling out songs, and he was just start singing them and playing. Or I'd call out a band. I'd be like, Pearl Jam. And then he starts playing a couple Pearl Jam songs.
Really?
And starts singing them and playing them on guitar. I'd be like, all right, we'll play this. And then I forgot what I would say. I think I said, man, I was just joking around, and I was like calling out names. No, I didn't do anything like that. And then he would just be able to play it, man. It was really, really cool to do all that. So yeah, I love Ice Nine Kills, man. They're a huge part of my life. I love dying in their video. I want to die in more videos with them, and I just want to do more horror, man. So, and I'm great, very grateful to them for, you know, I've met a lot of cool people in horror because of them, like directly because of Ice Nine Kills. I've met some really cool friends in horror. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, for sure. So, well, speaking of being killed, now you said you're going to be in the movie If It Bleeds,
which
actually is a pretty jam-packed cast from what I'm seeing. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role in the film and what us horror fans can expect from it?
Yes, man. My boy Matthew Hirsch, he wrote, directed, and produced this film. There was an industry screening a few weeks ago in North Hollywood, and it was awesome to be a part of that. Well, my wife Melissa and I went. But it is it's a horror anthology.
Yep.
And it's Catherine from Terrifier 1, and also my wife in the Ice Nine Kills video. She is like the main reporter, and basically brings these different stories together, and I'm in the middle story called Chip. I play the role of Steve, and I'm the singer of a punk rock band, and in my band is Spencer's girl Nadia. She's one of the main actors in this middle portion as well. My friend Leanna Vamp is the drummer, and my friend Chris, he plays the guitar player. And Nadia's character inherits a doll from her aunt who recently passed away. The doll is voiced by John Kisser, I believe, right? And he is the voice of the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
And he is the voice of Chip in the toy doll. And there was puppeteers that were super pro Hollywood puppeteers that were involved with this. It was a Terrifier 3 special effect. We're in charge of the special effects for this as well, for our part, for Chip, I think for the whole movie.
Really?
I could tell you she inherits a doll and some fucking crazy stuff happens. I guess that's what I should say for now. I don't want to give out too much, but I had a lot of cool speaking parts, and I had a very cool thing happen to me. So and I love physical acting. I love the physicality of it, the timing of it. I don't give a shit about people and what people think about whatever. I'm long over that. I just want to just do it. You know, I want to just give it 100,000%. And I think that was what was really cool to bring to these filmings. And, you know, there's a lot of waiting and a lot of waiting, but I was just always like, you know, doing metal horror trivia, you know, in between. I got in trouble at one time. One of the other like assistant directors was like, all right, stop. We can stop playing games. Can we start, like, you know, because I'm just standing there and I hate dead air. I'm a radio host. You know, I have to keep things going. I want to keep the party going. I want to make sure I'm entertaining people wherever I'm at. And so I was just doing all these horror trivia and quotes from movies, and all these people on the set were playing along, and then they got in trouble. So it was fun, man. But yeah, I just want to die in horror movies. That's all I want to do. You know, if somebody says, oh, Jose, here's a cool big part in an awesome movie, it's like, you know what? Do I die? And is it horror? No. And no, then no. You know, so yeah, I just want to, I took acting classes in New York City in 2014. Mm-hmm. It was with Pamela Kramer, and it was called Learning How to Die on Camera, horror acting classes.
Okay.
And it's a true thing now. Now she does them online, and she's still doing the classes. I'm a very proud student of Pamela. And I did that for a year, and then I moved out to California, and then I just stopped doing that stuff until I got the chance to die in the Ice Nine Kills video, show some cool skills, you know? But yeah, man, I just want to die in horror movies, man. So if it bleeds, I can't wait for it to get picked up. And Dee Wallace is in it, the lady from Cujo, E.T. Mom. You know, there were some really cool people. Chrissy Fox is in it as well. She does a great job. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, man. I met Matthew at the Creep IE Con in Ontario, California. I was talking to some fans in front of the Terrifier 3 like booths and stuff. Chrissy was there, and Mason was there, and some others. And I was just hanging out talking to some metal fans, and they were asking me, hey, do you know, we were talking about the Ice Nine Kills video, and they were like, hey, do you want to do more horror acting? And I was like, man, I'd love to do that. I'd love to. And then the guys were cool. And Matthew, the director, was behind me, and I didn't know he was listening. And then the guys left, the fans, and then he turned around and talked to me, and he was like, hey, man, I'm a director of a movie, and I had this role to fill. I think he'd be perfect. And just for that one conversation that I had with those fans about wanting to act in horror movies, Matthew heard that, and he got me in. And they literally filmed it that Wednesday. So that was on Sunday, and we filmed it on Wednesday. And so it happened pretty, maybe it was a week and a half later. It was pretty quick though, but it was pretty quick from that one meeting, not even a meeting. He just heard me talking to fans, but I just loved how naturally that happened and how I was very excited that he asked me to be a part of it. So that's how I got into this. And I'm looking forward to doing more, man. I did some other thing too called Pandemic Sex Party. Spencer is also in that movie. I know Andy Gould is like a producer behind it. He did a lot of the Halloween stuff and a lot of the Rob Zombie movies, all of them. And so we did that, but you know, it was just a smaller part in for me in there. You know, I like the physical shit. I like the real physical acting, the timing. You know, they were like, on the count of three, you have to be on your knees. And then we're going to count to three again, and you have to be on your back, and you have to land on three because the puppet's going to be in this position. You know what I mean? In this position and all this. And I said, all right, come on, let's go. You know, and I was excited to drop and fall and do all that stuff and have lenses in my eyeballs, you know, like next to my eyelashes and to get a cool shot. Like, I love that stuff. That's the stuff that I love, you know? And so I don't really care about money. I just want to do it for fun. You know, I'm blessed to have an awesome career, and this is fun for me. This is really fun.
That's kind of funny you mentioned that. Are you familiar with the movie Circus of the Dead?
No.
All right. So you need to watch that as a horror
fan. Okay. I have my notes here. I got it. Circus of the Dead. Is it an old movie or what?
The original one came out, I think, like 2016, 2017, but the director is gearing up to do the prequel. David Howard Thornton's actually going to be in the sequel.
My boy David, he's going to be at Silver Screen Con. I can't wait to see him again.
But we had the director of that film, Billy Pond, on the podcast, a couple months ago, and we become friends, and he wants us to fly out for the sequel to be killed in the third act of the movie. movie, and we're both like, fuck yeah.
It's one of my goals in life.
See? Me too. I'm telling you. That's so much fun, because we're such massive fans of horror. That's what we want, you know? My dream for horror, and since I've been first started my horror acting stuff, was I really wanted to, like, you know, on camera, like, do a chick, smoke a joint, and then die. Like, that's what I wanted to do for a horror movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know if my wife's gonna be so cool with all that. I'll just die. You know,
it's fine. Exactly. You know,
I could smoke a joint and then die. But yeah, man, it's really I love this world, and it's really cool meeting dudes like you and some of the cool horror influencers in the area, and we see each other at events and at cool parties and whatever, and it's like, oh, okay, they're cool. So it's like getting to know new people for the metal community. I know pretty much, you know, most of the people, you know, for doing this for so long, but for horror, I haven't really been officially involved with it too long, you know, just besides as a massive fan from the outside. And I'm still always a massive fan, even for metal. Like, I was just talking to my friends today about it, doing all this Metallica stuff over the last week with the band, and they had their own Sirius XM channel, and it's just like, it's unreal, it's mind-blowing. And I'm very, very blessed, man. Very blessed with the metal life, with the horror life. And it's cool to put those things together. You know, I've talked a lot of horror with Kirk Hammett over the years. We've done a lot of horror specials. And, you know, I've come up with some shit. I interviewed him at the MetLife Stadium and SoFi Stadium here in LA. Yep. And we did a whole thing on his favorite horror theme songs. Imagine that.
Like, That's awesome.
How cool is that? But I'm going on assignment to this interview, you know, SoFi. Like, this is it. We're doing big Metallica special. And what it is a horror fucking theme show with Kirk Hammett. That's what I walked away with. You know, that is what we care about, dude, is horror. And fucking Kirk Hammett does too. I hosted both of his Fear Fest Evils in the Bay Area back when he did it, 2011, 12 in that area. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Heather Langenkamp, Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street. And she's going to be at Silver Scream Con. I'm very excited to see her again. She was so cool to me and my wife back at that convention, the first Kirk Hammett Fear Festival that he did. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her. And she signed a really cool picture for my oldest daughter, Maya. You're the last of the Elm Street kids. You know? And she has that framed in her room. It's fucking awesome. Still to this day, framed. And that was years ago. But my daughter's a massive horror fan. And she's got a big ghost face tattoo that I just got her last year. Her one of her first tattoos was a Freddy Krueger fucking glove on her inside of her elbow, arm right there. Dude, it's pretty crazy, man. I love that my oldest daughter is into this stuff, man. So it's very, I raised her on it since she was a little girl. So I'm glad that I tried to raise her on metal too, but just the horror part came out. So, you know, one for two.
Yep, you raised her well.
One out of two. Yeah, I did. So I did something half the things right. So,
actually, Corey, you have a question about this year's features at Silver Scream Con. This goes perfectly with what you were just talking about, Jose.
Yeah. So this year's convention features Danny Trejo, Matthew Lillard, Tom Savini, and Doug Bradley, just to name a few. Who are you personally most excited to meet that you've never met before?
Oh man. Let me pull it up too. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a long list.
Well, because I know those people that you mentioned. I interviewed Doug. He was so cool. I'm a huge Pinhead fan, man. Oh, I love Hellraiser.
Yeah, I met him before. He's a really nice guy.
He's a big metalhead. See, Matthew. Okay, I haven't met Matthew. Oh, I want to meet Matthew.
Oh, that's number one on my list. Yes.
Yes, me too. Because I want to meet him. He's the biggest one because I know he's a fan of Agave Spirits. He just released a Sotol. Matthew Lillard did. That came with a horror mini book.
Right.
That he was involved in. It was supposed to be a mezcal, and then they changed it to a Sotol, which is another agave spirit similar to mezcal. But I definitely want to talk to Matthew about that. And I haven't met him. Skeet was so cool. I haven't met Rose. I'm looking forward to meeting her. Danny Trejo, I've met a bunch of times. He's super freaking cool. Heather, I would be freaking out about her, but I already spent a lot of cool time with her. One of my favorite horror movies is Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. Mm-hmm. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. David, I love David. Catherine, I just want to hang out with Catherine from Terrifier, a work of art. She's one of my favorite people here at this whole convention. I can't wait to see Damien, Leah again. I want her to, she's probably going to sing with Ice Nine Kills.
Oh, hell yeah.
Kane Hodder, I met him at the first spawn that we did. He was with us. Ashley Lawrence, I don't know her from the Hellraiser franchise.
Right.
I want to meet her. She's from part one and two, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Terry Kaiser, I know. He's super cool. Tyler Main, I've met. Barbara Crampton, I see all the time. The Dead Meat crew, I know them. John Kasser. Kasser, I said Kisser before. It's Kasser. Kassier? I'm so sorry.
Kasser? Kasser.
Kasser, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Nicotero, I met him though, and I loved him, and I can't wait to talk to him. I know my answer. Okay, so all right. So what did I say before? I said my answer was Matthew Lillard.
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's my number two. I'm so sorry. My number one is Tom Savini.
Okay.
Tom Savini. Yeah. Tom Savini. I'm so sorry. I have to meet Tom Savini, dude. He is a horror Jedi master.
100%.
I have not met him. I want to fucking just thank him. I want to talk to him. Just, I'd love to see if he drank tequila too. That'd be awesome. I just want to just, I don't know, dude. Tom Savini, man. And I love Chris Nelson. He did our stuff with Ice Nine Kills, and I also did a big special on my Reign in Horror with him before, so I can't wait to see him. So there, Jason's, Patrick's not going to be there. I see that.
No,
yeah, look at I'm here, Jose Mangina. I want to meet that guy. No, man, Tom Savini is my number one. That's for, and then Matthew Lillard, a very close number one.
Matthew Lillard. Tom Savini, I got to meet him. I have the Jason COVID mask that I'm not wearing anymore, obviously. So I want to get that thing signed by him and just thrown up on my wall again.
How is mine signed and yours isn't?
Because I wanted to wear it and I didn't want to wear a signed mask.
True.
So Matthew Lillard, I want to meet him because I currently have an autograph with Skeet Ulrich. And it's of the two of them from in Scream, where Matthew Lillard is behind Skeet Ulrich. And so I want to have both their signatures on this thing.
Yeah.
And on my autograph wall. I have this whole friggin' wall. It's ridiculous. But that's why I'm looking forward to Matthew so much, is I want to get that photo signed.
Yeah, dude, they're all friggin'. Skeet was super. I remember having some modelos with Skeet. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Yeah, it's gonna be cool to see some people that, you know, that have been to these conventions before. So it'll be nice. But yeah, I think out of all of them, I mean, yeah, Catherine is, I'm closest to Catherine besides Ice Nine Kills. So I love her. And Nadia, of course. I love her. So yeah, man, this is gonna be fun, man. I can't wait. It's always a cool vibe there. George and everyone that runs it there, Mike and stuff, they do such a great job, and I'm looking forward to being there with them and doing anything I can to make it cooler for the fans.
Hell yeah. So we know you're a little short on time, that we have to let you go soon, but we have just a couple more questions, if that's all right.
Yeah. Of course, brother.
All right. Hell yeah. So, Corey, I'm going to take this one. Mm-hmm. So this is something that's like doesn't have to do with like horror at the moment. When it comes to someone who's so ingrained with heavy metal, you also found some time to found a charity called Headbang for Science. You would think that someone who's involved with music so much would be like a scholarship or something that's music related, but this is geared towards science instead. What made you want to go the route of science as opposed to something music related for this foundation?
Well, thank you for bringing it up. Headbang for Science is the 501c3 that I started years ago, and it is music related in that they have to be fans of heavy metal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. If you don't bleed and shit heavy metal, then you will not win this. Okay. So the requirements are, you know, you have to love metal more than anything, and you have to be perfect with your school. And you have to be going into physical sciences and medicine. I'm not talking about computer science and, you know, engineering and all. No. I'm talking about like pharmacology, you know, immunology, medicine, you know, the nursing, that kind of stuff, man. That's what I, because I went to school to be a pharmacist.
Really?
I'm a chemistry major from the University of Arizona, full ride academic scholarship from high school to U of A.
Well, damn.
And I went to grad school in Tennessee for pharmacy. And then my life changed when I moved to New Jersey. I won an award while in Memphis for best metal DJ when I was going to grad school. I worked at an FM rock station and I won an award for best metal DJ in the country. And that's when I started getting offers to work in the music business. So I left graduate school for pharmacy to become someone at Sirius Satellite Radio back in the day, 25 years ago. So, and that was a really cool choice. But if it wasn't for my science background and my education, I would never have gotten to this position. I started college radio when I started college, when I was 18, and I did my first metal show there, and I just did it for fun. I never thought of it as a career. It was just something that I loved to do, to be a messenger of metal. And so, and that, you know, led me to Tennessee, and then I went to Jersey, and then I got a job at Sirius, man. So I wanted to give back. So yeah, man. And we've given out in 3 years to 9 students $99,000.
Wow.
I give out $33,000 a year. I'm very proud that Ice Nine Kills has teamed up with us this year. And we did a big raffle sweepstakes to win a trip out for two to Worcester for VIP for 3 days, meet and greet with Spencer, hanging out with me, drinking tequila, you know, and they helped all those raffle tickets help raise some money for the charity. And this is, you know, it's just me. So, and it's just me teaming up a couple times a year with some events or some bands, and that's about it. You know, people donate through the website as well, headbankforscience.org. We'll open up applications for year 4 starting off in February, and the students are amazing. If you go to headbankforscience.org, you can see the winning students, their profiles, their winning essays, and this year I had video submissions be a requirement because this is a lot of money. And I team up with bold.org to help me manage the scholarship process. But it's a lot of money. And so none of the scholarships on bold.org are that high. So there's a lot of people applying for it that are fake metal fans.
Oh,
and writing,
no.
You know, because part of the essay, you know, you tell me what metal means to you. And it's like, well, metal is a release of aggression and it's therapy, it's this and that, and it's used to blah, blah, blah. And they use this AI. It's the same answer. And I just started getting sick and tired of reading hundreds and hundreds of essays that are wasting my time. So now I cut through the fat, I thought, with the video submission, but it was still a long process to go through everything. And, you know, I really wanted people that were huge fans of metal. You know, I care about what they want to do, obviously, but that's secondary to how metal is this person. And then let me look at their GPA. Yeah. And then let me look at their, but how cool is that, right? That's for me, that's the requirement. You know, and most of the students have all been 4.0s. I think this year was the year that I went a little bit below 4.0, but just because they were just diehard metalheads. And I want to give it to the nerdiest, most diehard metalhead. And, you know, and I want to encourage metalheads and horror fans to care about school and to do well in school, because it can lead you to places that you may not have thought of. You know, look at my pharmacy aspirations. Look what it led. Look what I'm doing now. I'm dying in music videos for Ice Nine Kills. I mean, it's pretty cool, you know? But yeah, it's so that's the headbankforscience.org. And it's, I'm very, very proud of that.
Yeah, I was reading a lot into it and I was like, wow, this is some cool stuff. And it's something I didn't even know you did for the longest time. I had to do some deep dive in and I was like, oh, no shit. Look at that. So that's why I wanted to bring it up, because that's it's a noble cause, right?
Cool. Thank you, brother.
No problem. Yeah, I didn't want like us skipping over that. That's a big thing.
No, that's a cool thing. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. And it's something that I want to live on. And it's, you know, we're raising money, and I've got enough for the next like 2 years at least to give out scholarship awards. So it's, you know, we're doing pretty well, man.
All right. So we need to fix that. Everyone listening to this, just go to headbangforscience.org and donate like crazy. And let's get some smart people, these scholarships, and smart metal people to be specific. Like, you have to be metal as fuck.
You do. And a lot of the companies that you know, you work for, they do these tax, or they match donations. I know SiriusXM does. If I'm going to donate to a charity, I just do it through their site and they match it. So, I mean, that's always a really cool thing to do as well. And it's a tax write-off, man, you know?
That's
so,
right.
And nobody's doing this, man. I don't know why I'm the guy to do this. You know, I don't have the time and the money to do all this shit, but I'm just doing it, man, because who else is going to do it?
Exactly.
You know? So, and it's weird that in the 55 years of heavy metal that nobody has started a scholarship award for metal heads.
Yeah, you're right. I've been looking at like scholarships out there, and there's like music related scholarships, but none of them
not metal loving. No.
Right. Nothing really geared towards metal.
No, no, there's nothing. Metallica does some great stuff for the trades and stuff, but it's not metal specific. Those winners don't have to be metalheads. Metallica's just doing an awesome thing with their All Within My Hands Foundation. They're amazing. I can't even imagine being at that level. But, you know, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just kind of ghetto, but it's working, man. So I'm going to just keep doing it.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah. Just keep doing it as long as you can. Like I said, we all have to like do our part here and let's make this thing big.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. Corey, I think you got another question here and then, we'll get you wrapped up so that way you can go back to doing your thing with Liquid Metal, getting it squared away for the next few days. Obviously, Corey's going to listen to it. I don't have SiriusXM at the moment, but...
Well, you can change that. It's pretty easy. You can change that.
Oh, I'm aware.
And you can get the app, and you can have the app and take us everywhere you go, so...
Hell yeah, exactly. Corey, go for it.
What advice would you give to fans attending the Silver Scream Con for the first time?
Well, I would say just... I mean, it's so easy. Just have an awesome time. Just soak it up. There's so much to take in. It's overwhelming. It's overstimulation. And just, you know, take your time. And it's 3 days. You can get through all the vendor areas and see all the superstars that you want to see. You know, just being friendly, you know, being cool. I think being warm and welcoming and friendly is always so cool. And the Silver Scream Con is always like that. Advice? Man, I don't... come over and say hi to me. That'll be cool. I'm not charging for any of that stuff. I'm just hanging out, man. I'm just going to be doing my shows in front of people. And I'd like people to come hang out and watch us do these interviews at our booth right there. They're going to be superstars coming by all the days to our booth and just like talking to us for SiriusXM. That's going to be fun. Advice? Man, what can I say? I mean, drink water, wash your hands, right?
Yep.
Man, I would say loosen your neck muscles on Saturday so you can properly headbang. Maybe practice a couple of karaoke songs. Maybe have a few in your back pocket ready for karaoke on Friday night when Flat Out and Hawk are also playing, Ricky and Joe's bands from Ice Nine Kills.
Yep.
Some advice? So neck warming up. I would say bring some good weed. I don't know if it's good weed is there in Massachusetts, but it's probably good there. But okay, great. Okay, good. Well, then there's a dispensary, so you can visit a dispensary there. Salem is only like an hour and a half away, right? Hour and 20 minutes, because we took an Uber there last year to have pumpkin beer and to show my daughter Salem. What else, man? I mean, advice for Silver Scream Con? Just bring your A game attitude. I think it's going to be an awesome time there. Everyone loves it. Out of all the conventions, I hear from these artists, it's the best run with the most love. And you know, when you combine metal and horror fans, it's true teddy bear love. You know, horror fans are a little different. When you combine horror and metal, we're way cooler. I think it's a great combination of people, and it's just the best time. I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. You know what my advice would be? Is to maybe wear a heavy metal shirt or a horror shirt, which is to be expected, obviously.
Well, yeah, everybody's going to do that, man.
Right, but if you have something unique, someone's going to go, oh, shit, that's a sick shirt. And then you can make a new friend at this horror convention.
That's some good advice right there. I like that.
Yeah,
and, I like that. Yeah, I'm gonna wear some cool shirts.
I want
someone's gonna come up and say something, I bet. But yeah, man, it's gonna be great, man. I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing my blood brothers in Ice Nine Kills, and all the actors that, you know, are with them and their crew. I love them very much. And yeah, I'm excited, man. My daughter's gonna be with me, so I just gotta make sure she doesn't get too, you know, it's more stress when your daughter's there, man. I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah, it's just like, because guys are trying to buy her drinks, and then she's running off with some of these actors, and she'd be like, "Oh, I'm just gonna." I was like, "No, you're not.
No,
come over here. Get over here.
Reel her in a bit."
Yeah, she's like, "Oh no, they're my friend. I'm gonna go meet them here." I'm like, "Shut up. No, you're not, Maya. Shut up. No, you stop it." You know, so I have to. That stresses me out. So, like last year, Nadia helped me. Just keep an eye on her and stuff. So, yeah, man, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great time. But, but Jose, it's been awesome speaking with you today. We're going to let you get back to doing your liquid metal thing. I mean, we could talk to you for hours, I'm sure. But
you know me, I'm a fucking motor mouth, dude, so I can talk for hours too. So my family hates me. That's why I'm on the radio. Yeah. So
you
know,
if you ever have more time, we should do this again.
Yeah, sure. Of course, guys. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys next week. We'll have some cervezas and some tequila together.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was just
going to
say that, man. You know, if they were around, we'll buy you a drink. And we'll hang
well, then
for
you
it.
Owe me for being on the show. Done deal. I'm in.
Fair enough. All right, Jose, thank you so much again. This has been awesome. We look forward to seeing you at Silver Scream Con.
Thank you, Jose.
Hell yeah, but thank you, guys.
Hell yeah. No problem. Thank you. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies, and be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.